This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families. Welcome to today's episode. We are going to talk about three different ways you can dissolve power struggles when drama hits your home and you feel like you are at war with your kids and you have told them to do something and they are like, no, I won't, and you can't make me.
Love that.
Power struggles, in my experience, is what's kind of takes a lot of parents over the edge and is causing a lot of rifts in families. So I love this subject. Terry and I have another podcast episode all about how to prevent power struggles. Make sure you guys listen to that one if you haven't yet. But today we're really looking at, what can we do that does not involve moving to fear and force, because that's what usually traditionally happens, especially when you have younger children and families who maybe aren't well versed in this work yet or aren't fluent in this work yet. They get pushed to their edge where the kiddo says, no, I won't, and you can't make me. And they say, yes, you will. Yes, I can. And then if the kid keeps pushing back, they say, all right, well, then I'm just going to force you to do it by physically using my hands or literally forcing you to do it, or I'm going to scare you with fear into doing it by either threatening to take something away or threatening that you're going to get punished or that you're going to get in trouble later when dad gets home, whatever it may be. But so we really want to empower you guys with other ways to solve challenges like this within your family units that don't involve fear and force, because it's not necessary. There are lots of ways that you can get creative and work with your kids that don't cause you to have to go there, because at the end of the day, that model is not sustainable in the long run, especially once your kids become teenagers and your sons are either taller than you and stronger than you. I saw it happen with my own brother. It's just impossible to maintain that fear and force model. And then also, it just doesn't feel good when you lay your head on your pillow at the end of the night that you consistently have forced your kids into doing what you want. So, all right, well, let's look at the three things. So number one, we want you to become fluent in the language of choices with your kids. Number two, we want you to just get creative and fun and silly and do the unexpected. And then lastly, we want you to start trying to use win-win negotiation or peaceful conflict resolution in your home. Okay. So number one is this idea of choices. Now, I hear a lot of families talk about how they, they'll say, yep, we do choices. But what I'm talking about is really using choices as a language, and they keep rolling off your tongue. You do not stop until your kids have action. So the reason why we love choices as kind of a tool or a strategy or whatever is because it always is putting it back on the child to be empowered to choose. So a lot of times the kids who push back a lot, families, like we talk about in the prevention episode, they have this very strong desire to lead and feel powerful, and that is a healthy human need. But when they're constantly given compliance statements and told what to do, their need bucket, so to speak, that need to feel powerful, it's very empty. It's not very full. So then they often will go out in the world or often within the family unit, and they'll just try to get that feeling of powerful no matter what it takes. So instead, responding to the challenge with options for them, it just makes them feel a lot more respected and powerful, and it often will get them to move to action.
Well, yeah, imagine like yourself too, whether you're imagining you as an adult or as a child, it's like, think about how that plays out in the world is when you no longer have any choices and you really want something, you're either going to go ahead and sit in the corner and accept it, or you're going to revolt.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing that there's a revolt, a lot of times it is because there hasn't been a choice given, or there hasn't been somebody that's you know letting them understand that they actually do have power and a voice. Now, it doesn't mean that they can get exactly what they want, yeah, or they get to dictate what their choices are. But just knowing that you have a choice, I think, keeps people's hands off the revolt button. Like, yeah, you know, so yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, and you can always use the language, you know, I can see you don't want to, and we still need to get it done. So you can do it this way or that way. You can choose this or that. But acknowledging, like, hey, I can see you don't want to. Like, I know you don't want to go to school. Like, you love just chilling in the morning. Or I can see that you don't want to put your shoes on because you're happy playing Legos right now. Like, I can see that. I honor you, kiddo. And we still got to get it done. So here's your choices, because we got 10 minutes till it's time for music class or whatever it is. And we actually have an entire lesson on choices inside of my Bonfire membership community, because you know, a lot of times families will be like, well, sometimes there just isn't a choice. But in my experience, when it comes to your own family unit and working with your kids, there's always a choice. And so in that lesson, I actually give so many examples from, you know, subjects like going to bed, going to school, eating your food, getting dressed, putting your shoes on, public transportation. Like, we kind of cover all these different areas where there really is always a choice. You can get creative with it. So,
and there's, even if there truly isn't a choice, like, let's say it is going to school, where it's a hard and fast thing where you're like, yeah, the option to not go to school if you're not sick or something like that, it's not an option. Sometimes it's the way you do it. Like, I can think of the ways that we've done it before. It was like, Taryn, I can see you don't want to go to school. Would you like to, when we get there, to ride your bike from the truck to class, or to ride your skateboard? Would that, like, which one would make it more fun? And then all of a sudden they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, you
it
know.
Shifts. That's a perfect example, babe. Like, because, yeah, that little one has been resistant some days.
And then if it still goes back to, I don't want to go to school, I remember we did have to explain that it was like, no, you know, it is the law, and it is our job to go there, and then you got to keep coming with the choices.
Don't stop. You don't give up just because the first one didn't work.
Right.
Like, you just keep it rolling. Like, hey, do you want a DJ on the way to school, or do you want me to? You know, do you want to eat your breakfast in the car, or do you want to eat it fast here before we leave? Do you want to, like, run to the car like a cheetah, or do you want to run to the car like a racehorse? Do you want me to time you, or do you just want to, like, see how fast you can get there?
And so much of this is just being creative. So yes. It's, you know, I think anything that you're doing here, it's just, like, get creative. Like, always have your mind working in a way that's creating new solutions. And I promise you, it won't just stop there. You'll find more creative solutions for other parts of your life too. So if you're like, wow, this seems like a lot of work just to, like, get my kid to go to school, or, like, to do things they're supposed to do anyways, I would encourage you that shifting to this type of a mindset and doing this, you're going to start coming up with creative solutions in all other, you know, parts of your life. You're going to start to look at your job differently, where you're like, you know what? I didn't think I had a choice on this before. Now I actually feel like I have a choice. Now I feel like I am not stuck in something.
Yes, exactly.
I actually have choices that I didn't see were there before, because I wasn't exercising the creativity part of my brain. And I tell you with confidence, it is something that, if not exercised, it doesn't get used.
Yeah. Oh, such a good point. So, and we also always say, you guys, how important the empathy portion is, because it will lead you to have creativity. So There was a really cool study that Disney did years ago that when I was volunteering for my elementary school, we had this really cool art grant that the state of California gave our school. And it was like a 3-year art grant. And the teachers who were teaching us how to teach the art to the kids, they told us that Disney did this study where they were looking for their staff to, like, you know, they, of course, Disney, the corporation, would want their staff to be creative, right? So they did this really cool study where somehow they found the results showed that that the number one, like, correlation to increased creativity was when staff had increased empathy for one another. So they started to do, like, more, you know, some type of learning events where all the staff of that corporation would get to know one another. They would get to know each other's backgrounds, you know, what, you know, everything about them. But they learned that when they had more empathy for one another, or the characters that they were looking at, or you know, the cartoons, whatever it may be, they first taught them to access the empathy, how they would relate, how they had things in common, and then that caused them to be more creative in the workplace. And I just love that study because I find that it is so relevant in parenting. Like, if you can first stop and be like, well, no wonder you don't want to go to school. Like, sometimes, you know, you don't feel, you have a headache in the morning, or like, I'm trying to think what Taryn this last year, some of the times where he didn't want to go to school. And I mean, he had a few years where he had separation anxiety and didn't want to go. And I think we were like, gosh, I think it was like, coming to mind of like, hey, it's no wonder you don't want to go to school because you don't want to leave us, huh? Like, we're so much fun to be around. And you love hanging out with mama all day. Like, no wonder you don't want to go to school. You'd rather hang out with me, huh?
Yeah, and I think his desire to play, like, there was a little pattern we were getting into where it was like, I think we thought we were doing him a favor by letting him sleep in beyond all the rest of us. And I think he was like, I don't want to go to school. I'm not ready. I wanted to play. I wanted to do, like, he had all these plans for his morning before going to school. So then it was a matter of giving him a choice, like, oh, okay, so tomorrow, would you rather, you know, get more sleep, or would you want to get up a little earlier and get your chart out of the way so that then you have time to go and play out front with your skateboard or your scooter or something for 10 minutes? And then
which worked beautifully.
Which was great, and then it put him in charge of designing his morning to then not have it be an issue tomorrow.
Yeah. But that took the empathy, right? Like, I remember, I think you were the one that figured that out, and it was so cool. But you have to step back, parents. You have to step back and go, what's going on for my little person? And like, what do I have in common with him here? Like, there's been times when I don't want to go to work, or, you know, whatever it is. So just make sure you find the empathy first, because then that'll lead to creativity, which will give you more ideas when they say, no, I don't want to brush my teeth, or they don't want to get in the shower. But some fun little easy ones are like, the animals are fantastic for young kids, guys. Do you want to do it fast like a cheetah or slow like a turtle? Brushing your teeth, you guys, is the perfect example of, like, you know, the slow ones. A lot of times we want kids to get fast things done, but find places where you can do the slow animals. So, like, brushing the teeth, do you want to do it slow like a turtle or slow like a sloth? That character from Zootopia, that's like my favorite.
The DMV
sloth. Yeah.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you can end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that Nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
So, because of course we want our kids to take their time when they brush their teeth, but as your kids get older, if they're really into sports, you can start using sports stars. Like, you know, look, do you want to, get your shoes on fast? Like, you know, I don't know, a race car driver.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I know. Right. But like trying to think like, you know, some basketball players or some race car drivers, or that's like, you know, if your kids get older and you're like, they're not going to respond to being a cheetah or a racehorse. But anyways, the cool choices of like being like people or athletes or animals is a really easy one. Often I'll use the whole like, hey, do you want to turn it off? Or do you want to have me do it? Do you want to plug your little device in, or do you want to just sit it on the counter there? But you guys just get creative with it, because I promise you, if you keep the choices rolling, it will pull you out of a power struggle over and over again with integrity.
And be patient with the process. Sometimes it doesn't happen first go. You may have to do it a couple times before they finally say, okay, fine, type of thing.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, you have to, it's firm. You implement the tool, whether it be choices or whatever else it might be. And then you might have to bend a little bit. But still go back to being firm that there's a choice and this is what we need to do.
Yeah. So we're still going to get in the car.
Yeah. We're still going
to
do it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yesterday comes to mind, our daughter has had a concert playing the drums, and Taryn, like we were just chilling at the house and he didn't want to go. And so it took, and he was really pushing back hard. Like he was like, he's 8 now. He was like, no, I'm not going. I'm not getting in that car. And he was like moving into like crazy zone of like, I'm just going to stay here alone. Oh, like, and it was like this weird attitude. He was like, oh, you like, oh, like, so, like you can't stay with me? Okay, well, Herbie will watch me then. Like, like the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, dude, he was going far with it. And I really had to, like, get into this empathetic mindset of being like, he doesn't want to go because it's hot. He's seen his sister play a lot of... this is the second Black Sabbath show that he's watched his sister play in, what, 2 months? And he just wants to play. He just wants to scooter out front and ride a skateboard and, like, do his stuff. Like, he just doesn't want to go sit. And this concert every year that she plays is in the very hot sun. It's very loud. He has like not been feeling great the last few days. So it took me a moment to get into that empathetic mindset. And then I had to move forward with some choices. And eventually, like, what worked really well for me in that moment was, you know, hey, I put something on your seat for you. It was a mango popsicle because it was a really hot day here. And I said, you can either eat it or you don't have to. However, we need to go. And that worked for me. And he got in the car and he was like, fine. And he ate the popsicle and he was happy. You know, it was like, it's just silly stuff, you guys. But you'll find that the creativity will come if you start with empathy.
And, you know, I like how you mentioned that too. Because, like, we've had a whole episode talking about bribery and rewards. like you were able to use the mango popsicle in a way to where it was like, you know, I think there might be some people out there that blow the whistle. Like, didn't you just bribe him?
Right.
And it was
right,
just
yeah.
like, I would venture to say you just made that like more fun.
Yeah.
You still were going to go whether,
yes,
you
yeah.
know, it, so it wasn't like a, if you go, you get a popsicle.
Right. Yeah.
It was like, hey, we're going to go and it's up to you whether you want to eat this or not, but like I'm going. And I think sometimes, I don't know, I think for all of us, it's like, if you just make it a little bit more fun for the person
yes.
after empathizing with them, because I think you what you found when you empathize with them is just like, this isn't nearly as fun for him as it is for me.
Yeah, yeah. I was pumped to
like,
go watch
we
her
were pumped
play the drums.
To, go,
yeah.
To go watch her. And he was just like, seen it, done it, hot.
Yeah.
Would rather be here.
Yeah.
And so I think you had to empathize with him to find out that what he really wanted was like, it's a hot day and let's make this more fun. And so the popsicle became a vehicle for it being like, let's just make this more fun.
Yeah.
Not as like a...
A bribe, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And that is a fine line that we help families kind of walk, toe the line, right? So, yeah, that it was great to see him. And remember, guys, the attitude is a different subject. So, like, if your kids are like, fine, I'll do it. And then you're like, whoa, now you got an attitude. And you move right into, like, solving the attitude problem. It's just too much. Like, just get them to move to action without using fear and force. Become well-versed in that. And then you can teach them later about the attitude. It's a different subject.
Or the you know, the tone.
Yeah, the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so... Number two is just a fun idea, speaking more of like the fun side of things, is do the unexpected. So when you realize that you're locked in combat with your kids, and this is kind of, we give a visual representation of what this looks like in the Foundations course. Terry and I actually do a role play where we show you what it like physically looks like to be locked in combat with your kids, what a power struggle kind of visually looks like. And it's pretty funny because parents, when they watch this, they're always like, oh my gosh, that is so what's going on in our home. What happens is we become like so in like into the battle and the fight that oftentimes you don't even care what you're fighting about. All you know is that you want to win and that the energy is just going into to pushing up against each other, right? So it's very important that you break that energy and step to the side of the dance is what we say. And there's lots of different ways to do that. But one of the ways is just do the unexpected. Like just like anything besides keeping the locked in combat going. So like there are a gazillion ideas we give families again in the Foundations course, but you could put on classical music, you could do a handstand. I was a springboard diver, so I could do a handstand, not right now because I have a broken shoulder. But you could just sit down and start drawing.
I think I've done that one too, but I've done one, and this was a while ago and I should use this more, but I walked into the playroom and grabbed like a wig.
Oh,
like,
yes.
And like came right back into the heated situation, but with like a wig on, and was just like, okay, cool, let's talk about this. And it completely broke the mood. People laughed, and then you like you kind of get out of the like the whole dance, you know?
Yes, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Yes, that's such a good example. How come I don't remember that?
Was I don't think here? You were around because oh. I think this was one where I just had to get creative, and it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, this has gotten way too serious. And
yeah, over like something totally dumb.
And that's what
like,
it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, oh my gosh, this is kind of similar to just make it fun, do the unexpected or make it fun. But I swear you guys, this is such an underutilized tool. When I remember to just be lighthearted and make it fun, I swear it might be the top dissolving tool for power struggles. Like when I just don't like keep the seriousness going, like it's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. It's so powerful. So yeah, start asking yourself, what could you do to be creative and just stop the dance? Because remember guys, it's like a tango, right? When you see like Dancing with the Stars, right? Like that show on TV where like they learn like fancy dances, like the tango or what is some other
dance? The waltz.
The waltz, right? Yeah. Imagine like, you know, you have this beautiful ball gown on, or, you know, if you're a guy, you're like in this three-piece suit. Three-piece? Five-piece?
You could be as many pieces as you
want. Oh, really? No. We obviously don't wear suits to work around here.
One-piece suit. It's like a... It's like an ice skating outfit. Yeah, a figure skater's outfit.
Okay, you could imagine this very fancy...
Imagine me in a one-piece suit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's good. I like it. Yeah. That's what you would probably wear if you had to wear, like, a suit to work. You would show up.
You can imagine me however you
okay,
want.
Okay, okay. All right, so imagine, though, that you're fancy, you're dressed up, and then, like, you're doing the waltz with, like, your partner on the dance floor, and then they, like, just walk. They just stop dancing, and they walk off the stage. Can you keep dancing?
No.
No.
It would look really weird.
It would look really weird. And the fact is, you just can't keep dancing. You can't dance alone. So that's what power struggles are like, you guys. You can't power struggle alone. So the point of number two here is just break the dance. Go to the side. Do something unexpected.
Not break dance. Break the dance.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Break dance in a one-piece suit.
Right. Right. That's number two. Break dance in a one-piece suit. Do you guys have it? Okay, cool. All right, moving on. Number three, which is such a good one, is start implementing win-win negotiation or peaceful conflict resolution strategies in your home. And so make sure you grab the freebie for this episode. It's a win-win sheet that is an easy breezy. You print it out, you fill it in, and it's like you don't have to make your own. It's a nice ready-to-go template for you. And I make sure I explain more in the PDF that you can download with it. But a win-win is basically this idea that everybody in the family is respected. We share the power with our children, and we can come to an agreement when challenges hit that everyone feels respected. And guys, these are so powerful. I can't even tell you. But as we started off with from the beginning, this one will take you some time, but it's worth starting now, okay? So my kids became pretty well-versed in this when Taryn was 4 and Stella was 7. So we learned about positive parenting and started implementing it in our home when our daughter was 3. And by the time she was 7, she was able to really do this with her brother, and we were able to do it at times with her. And then Taryn was 4. And I'll never forget the first day that we did this and it worked. So what it looks like is simply like kind of a 2-sentence verbiage, which is I feel blank and I want blank. I guess it's three phrases. How are we going to make this work so we both win? Or how are we going to work this out with respect? So I feel blank, I want blank. How are we going to work this out with respect, or how are we both going to win here? Okay. And that, again, does not make you a permissive or weak leader. It makes you a very strong leader who is okay with sharing power within your home, because you don't have to give up power, you guys, to allow your kids to feel powerful. You can actually just share the power. Right? There's room for everyone to feel powerful. And when your kids are given the opportunity to ask for what they want, say how they feel, and then also be taught how to look at things from another person's perspective, phew, I'm telling you guys, it's crazy the effects that this has on the world, has on our communities.
Makes me think of certain world leaders that could use a win-win sheet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you know what? It's funny. But I'm going to give you two examples here of how this worked in our family. So the first time I ever saw this actually be successful with my kids was, like I said, Stella was 7, Taryn was 4. And that was a season where I had, it was really hard, you know, raising a strong-willed daughter and then a little toddler boy. And they would come home every time and run in the front door and fight over the beige rocking chair that we still have right outside this room. And do you remember the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so they would fight every single time, and they would both run in and jump into this chair. And I was just like, what the hell? Why are you guys so annoying? Like, there is plenty of furniture. Like, what is the deal with this chair? But finally, one night, I had taught them numerous times how to do the win-win. You sit down. We're not going anywhere until we work this out, right? You know, you have to mentor them. Like, no, say how you feel. What do you want? And then you ask, you know, how are we going to make this work? But it takes a lot of mentorship. You have to, like, because a lot of times kids will go to, I want you to stop being annoying, or I want you to stop hitting me. And it's like, okay, ask for what you want. Try again. But this time ask, I want you to be kind, say kind words to me, or I want you to ask me instead of hitting me. I want you to keep your hands to yourself. I want you to be respectful to me. That's an example of teaching your kids to ask for what they want instead of telling people what they don't want. Because whether you're in the workplace or your home, you guys, if you come at someone with like, I want you to stop being a jerk, it's not going to work for you. You're not going to get what you want. But if you ask someone, hey, like say it's your colleague, hey, I would love for you to be respectful with me and use a tone that is neutral. And
I'd love for you to come talk to me about something like this, yeah. But instead of emailing so-and-so.
Yeah.
Could we talk through this instead of it going like that next time?
I have one more important thing that I wanted to be sure to communicate to you today. For all of you who are interested in grabbing our free Compassionate Discipline Learning Bundle, but also just haven't taken action yet to do so, I want to share a quick note I got from a parent who downloaded the free bundle and attended the workshop last week and is already feeling so much better in their heart and their home. She DM'd me on Instagram saying this, I've used the pause button, which is one of the concepts I teach in this bundle and in the workshop as part of the most important element of compassionate discipline in our homes. But she says, I've used the pause button. And honestly, when I woke up this morning, my anxiety, which has been through the roof lately, felt manageable thanks to your workshop. It's only been a half a day so far, but I can honestly say it's been a good day when my husband asked tonight. I will be watching your replay again tonight and looking into the Fresh Start experience. Thank you for sharing this gift. So look, I know so many of you who are struggling to feel joy when your day is filled with hand-me-down punishment tactics. I want you to get the support you deserve. I want you, like Hoa, that's that sweet mama's name who shared that message with me, I want you to look at your spouse when they get home after a long day and they ask you, hey, honey, how was your day? And I want you to be able to look at them and say, good, it was really good. I want you to learn how to soothe your own anxiety and stressed nervous system simply by teaching your kids important life lessons with grace and dignity and connection and firm kindness. So don't wait another day to quick start your learning and shift out of a punishment mindset into a compassionate discipline one, okay? Just head to Instagram, I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and DM me the word shift, and I'll personally send you the link in a private message to download the free bundle. Or just head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. But you guys, that is a practice that a lot of people become adults and they don't know how to do, right? So we have this incredible opportunity to teach our kids from a young age how to do that. So, but anyways, it was another night. We had come home and they had same thing, run and jumped in this chair. And our kids, you know, have been fighters from day one with each other. Like, you know, we used to blame our oldest, Stella. We used to always blame her for everything. And now we've learned that they're equally at part. They just are very strong kids. They just stand up for what they believe in. And we've really had to do a lot of work to mentor them over the years on how to have a great relationship and how to work things out with respect. So it was one of those nights where I was like, okay, that's it. We're not doing flipping anything until we finish this process. And so I got the win-win sheet out and we sat down and they're pushing and shoving each other. And I was like, stop, we are doing this. Who's going to go first? And it literally, you guys, it took 25 minutes and I thought I was going to pull my hair out. I thought I was going to explode because there had been a lot of times where I did not get them to success. I just exploded and I was like, that's it. You're going to bed, whatever it was, like you're straight to bed, no dinner, like explosive, crazy mom. But that night I made it through. And so it was 25 minutes and finally they came to some conclusion that together they were going to, I think, take turns in the chair or share. I don't even remember what it was that they came to a conclusion about. But all I remember is that they were hugging. They were high-fiving one another. They were, like, so excited to watch their little show. They were just united instead of being divided because mom had come in and overpowered. Because that's usually what happens, right? I mean, now we're getting into a little bit of sibling rivalry and conflict, which is a different area than power struggles. But it still gives you guys an example. Okay? And then one more example, and then I'll let you see.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. So I'm still a student of this work.
Yeah.
Can you do the win-win between parent and child?
Yes. So that's actually where we recommend you start with, right? Okay. So back then, back in that day when Stella was seven and we were in between the ages of 5 and 7, which is when she was learning these win-wins, it would happen if she didn't want to take a bath. I was like, you need to take a bath. It would happen if, I can't remember exactly some other examples, but yeah, this is one of those ones that I remember. I remember more using it with the kids with sibling rivalry and conflict, but this is a great one to use with your kids. Like the bath, getting in the bath is a perfect example. Like, I feel sad or mad, mm-hmm. And I want you to get in the bath so we have time to read books before bed. And we have a joyful tuck-in instead of yelling and screaming. And then little person who's 5... So you go. So how do you feel?
I feel frustrated.
And be 5, you know.
Yeah.
Because your 5-year-old wouldn't say frustrated.
I feel upset.
Okay.
Because I just want to play and to not get in the bath.
Okay. Well, how are we going to work this out with respect? How are we going to both win here? Because I feel mad because I want to have a peaceful night, and I don't want to have tears and screaming like we did last night. I want to have a peaceful night where we snuggle and read books.
I take a bath tomorrow morning.
I love that idea. That doesn't work for me because it's already been 3 days since you've taken a bath. So I have an idea. Could I give an idea?
Sure.
Okay. You could take a shower or a bath. You could take a really fast shower that would take you 3 minutes, or you could take a long bath with bubbles. And guys, what we're modeling here for you, this may take a little bit. Like, don't be surprised if your little one's like, no, that doesn't work for me. Like, go ahead, challenge me again. Say no.
I just want to play. I don't want to do that.
I can see that's what you want, and we still got to get this done. So we really can't do anything until we come to some type of conclusion here or some type of agreement, little guy. So I know you want to keep playing, and because you love your Legos, you love playing. So do you have any other ideas that might work? Because we do need to get you clean tonight.
Can I take a Lego in the bath?
That's a great idea. I would be completely fine with that. As long as it's not the tiny pieces that are going to go down the drain, I would be fine with that. Do you want to take your Legos or do you want to take your boats?
Ooh, boats.
Okay. Okay, that works for me if it works for you. It's cool?
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll still have time to read books and snuggle and have a joyful tuck-in.
Okay.
Thank you so much for working with me to work that out. Let's go. All right. So that's an example of what it looks like, you guys, between parent and child. But this will take some time, and it will take a mindset of being courageous enough to use it, because it often will take more time. But I'm going to give you guys one more example to give you guys what it looks like in the long run, because in the short term, you'll find that if you're anything like me, you might get frustrated by the length and the effort it takes. But then when you see your kids using it out in the world and it doesn't involve you overpowering your kids, it's phenomenal, you guys. Because in the end, there's so much that I think traditional parenting does to helicopter and fix things for kids. When we need our kids, you guys, to have critical thinking skills to be able to fix and figure out problems on their own. Like, we shouldn't be doing it for them. Like, this is their relationships. This is their problems in the world. Like, we don't need to fix everything. And it's exhausting to fix everything.
Yeah. So by seeing these through, one of the raddest things that ever happened was to see that the kids did this with their peers in school.
Yeah.
And to have this happen
yeah.
in school, to where your kid is leading some of the other kids to a resolution peacefully through a win-win that they learned at home. Oh man, it's awesome.
It is awesome. Well, why don't you tell the story real quick of when we were in Ireland, in Dublin. Do you remember the Italian restaurant? When, I don't know if you remember this. We got into the restaurant. It was 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
It was a late dinner. They started fighting over the seat.
Yeah.
Who was going to see, like, Taryn sat down and Stella was like, I want that side.
Yeah.
And my mind started to go to like, ugh, why do you have to be so annoying? It's the same seat. Like, what? But then I was like, Wendy, check yourself. This is not your problem. But it kind of was my problem because I wanted to have a peaceful dinner.
Yeah, we were hungry and yeah.
But do you remember Stella was like, Mom, chill. Let us work it out.
We got this, yeah.
She goes, and then tell them what happened. Do you remember?
So they went into a win-win and asking each other, and they started giving each other like options and choices for one another. And they ended up swapping seats.
Right. Yeah, they came. She got what she wanted to sit there. And
right.
Do you remember why?
No, I don't.
He asked that she would. She said, "How about I give you a toy?" He said, "I don't want a toy." And she goes, "Okay, well, let's try something else." And he said, "I want your drumsticks." And she said, "Oh, okay, I'm willing to give you 2 drumsticks." And he was like, "Okay, cool." And they switched, and they both got what they wanted. And he got drumsticks, and he came home because he wanted to make a little skate park.
Yeah, so I totally remember this now. Yeah, he had it in his head that he wanted to make like a little like fingerboarding like tech deck like rail out. He had come up with a drumstick would be a perfect thing to make this out of, but he needed drumsticks and Sissy
it's
has
right
a,
here in this little
and Sissy, Sissy has a bunch of drumsticks, so he was like, you know what? I think I know. Hey, you really want this seat, huh?
Right.
And they worked it out on their own.
They worked it out on their own. Yeah. And it was, like, so radical to see because it's just an example of, like, you and I just had our red wine and we were able to, like, hang out and have a little red wine for 5 minutes while they worked it out. And we don't need to interfere and fix and control and blame, right? Like, and
well, they had the tools to do it.
They had the tools to do it and a lot of practice.
Yeah.
And they were like, Mom, chill. Like, we got this. We don't need you to, like, puff and puff. Like, and so that's just an example of what will happen over time, you guys. Win-wins or peaceful conflict negotiation are really incredible. And then you can imagine what that turns into when your kids are, you know, in relationships, you know, as they get into high school and college, and then when they have careers and how they choose to approach conflict in life and the way that they choose to look at other people's viewpoints instead of just thinking that their way or you know, is the best way. So anyways, we love win-win. So those are 3 ideas for you guys. Use choices, really become fluent in using choices with your kids when you get into power struggles. Have fun, do the unexpected to make sure you're stepping to the side of the dance, so to speak. And then really start using win-win negotiation or peaceful conflict resolution. Make sure you grab that freebie that is on today's show notes and keep us updated. Let us know how you're doing with this one because you're going to find the more you start to use these kind of cool dissolving strategies, it feels really good. Everybody in the family feels respected and kids really start to take responsibility for solving their own challenges.
And I promise you, it rubs off on you too out in like all of your everyday relationships and you just feel so much better about how you navigate life.
Yep. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
For more information and links to everything we talked about on today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/23.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core.
And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop, where I'll teach you our three core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.